Vindication is mine when it comes to talking in the privacy of my own home on the speakerphone at all times. On the Subaru of New England text line, a texter who is listening a little bit behind on the Odyssey app. And by the way, you can always stream WEEI on the Odyssey app as well as on the iHeartRadio app and on the TuneIn app. And they say that Apple is advising users to utilize the speakerphone so as to avoid any kind of gamma rays or whatever they might be going into your head. So it's not an old man thing. It's a health thing.
Yeah. How long have you had a cell phone?
Like since they were invented.
If the gamma rays, whatever they're called, are going into your head, you're screwed already.
Oh, you think so?
It's been years.
Yeah, but you're going to get it down the road. That's why they put the speaker phones on there. I remember hearing that the radiation or whatever the hell
that's
it is.
Right.
So,
see?
So that's why I don't put the phone to my ear is that. And then the fact it's easier.
Also, don't use the microwave. I don't know.
Well, that's different.
All right. We have leads left. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Non-sports here. I apologize.
That's okay.
But I read this in the Globe yesterday, and I thought it'd be a good exercise for all of us to weigh in. 8 pet peeves at restaurants. This is from Kara Baskin. This is her 8. Let's see if you guys agree.
Okay.
When the server asks, are you still working on that, is a pet peeve.
Yeah.
A favorite line is the server clears plates. She said that you should say, may I take your plate instead? Is that something you agree with or perfectly fine? Ask with the question, are you still working?
Doesn't bother me one bit.
Doesn't bother you.
Appetizers that come 3 to a serving is a pet peeve.
Because there's 4 people there?
Right. Or odd numbers, so it doesn't work out.
Well, any 4
appetizers. I just double up the order.
This one I absolutely agree with. Restaurants in 2025 that don't have online menus. When you're getting ready for dinner and you can't check out the menu in advance.
Hate that. You can't scout the menu.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying.
Well, yeah, because you guys are menu stalkers.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Like, you've probably already figured out what you're going to have tomorrow night when we're down in Fall River.
Yes.
At the Mexican restaurant.
Enchiladas.
It just makes you excited.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, to me, is the number one douche move of any restaurant in the new way of doing business. Tipping in real time. When you're used to be, you get the thing in the little leather holder, you get to give your card, you sign, and then you leave it on the table and you leave. Now they're staring at you as the options are 22%, 25%, and 28% when you have to tip and give the card right at the same time with the device.
Yeah.
I would
agree with that. First of all, we've talked a lot on this show that tipping is absolutely out of control. You are now required to tip everywhere you go, whether somebody just delivered your food at a drive-through or whatever. You have to tip everywhere. But I don't think they ought to give you only 3 options when it comes to the percentage that you want to tip.
How many options should they give you? If the service is great.
I go at least 20%, sometimes 25%, sometimes 30%. But when they do, whatever the options are, 17, 22, and 20, I think people just should be allowed to tip whatever they want to tip.
Well, and sometimes it'll say other, but then you have to do the math in your head, and it becomes too difficult, you know? So it's on the tippity tip of the tip.
I like the ones that actually, they say 20%, give you the tip, the price of the bill, and then they calculate it out for you, so then all you got to do is write that number in.
Yeah.
And I like the tip thing.
It's crazy to me, though. It's gotten so out of hand that even at a convenience store, I just saw Johnny Hillbrandt, who's a influencer in Boston, does funny videos, skit videos. He just posted that he was at the airport in Seattle, bought a cookie at the convenience store, just picked it up. It was a wrapped cookie, brought it to the thing, whatever. It was a $3 cookie. Then it said tip $1 and immediately already had it on $1. Right. And you would have to click other.
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's nuts. Nobody did anything for you.
And we'll just get to this one because it was about Greg and I thought it was apropos. ordering off menu is a pet peeve.
No, I really do that order off menu. The chef enjoys it.
The chef specifically notes that the chef does not enjoy it when you do that.
No, the chef likes to be challenged.
As long as the chef
is getting very, very bored back there in the back of the house, Curtis, and wants a little challenge.
As long as the food is there,
then
it shouldn't be an issue. Right? You know what I mean? If you're saying, oh, I like this one meal, that maybe shrimp scampi.
Yeah.
but I don't eat shrimp. Right. Can you put some steak in there?
Yeah, oh. Right.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Steak scampi does not sound good.
Oh, I think it does, kind of. Like the scampi sauce.
No, it doesn't. I'm just using that as an example. Like, if you have those things.
Nobody has ever ordered steak scampi.
What about chicken scampi? I feel like I would.
I don't know. You might be onto something.
I would like my grill. I rather than shrimp. Yeah. I would prefer grilled chicken or steak.
I'm not a big shrimp person, so I'm with you. Yeah.
But I don't think that's an issue. Like, honestly, just your order off menu.
I mean, I don't.
What do you tell me, bro? Can't whip up a little bechamel in a pinch?
Right. Greg, by the way, quickly, the 17. I only see 20% when I check out. Like, there's not even a sub 20 option.
I see 15.
Sometimes they give you like the, if you go to, you know, let's say you're going to get a bagel.
Yeah.
And they flip the thing over to you
and then
they stare at you.
Yeah.
There's three options. Like, that's it.
And
you feel like you're a jackass if you want to question why you're tipping somebody who just cut a bagel and put it in a bag for you.
This is why you always have to order online. Then you don't have to stare anybody in the face when you put $0 tip.
Or yeah, you just hit you no tip.
But then you run the risk of them doing something to the bagel when you're not watching.
So why don't you just hit no tip?
If your tip is not good enough.
Because then they flip it back and you know, then you could see their face when they see that they didn't get a tip.
I could see you only tip at a restaurant. Right?
Tell them, Wiggs.
That's it.
Not like, really anymore.
Well, that's your fault. If you choose to tip at McDonald's, don't blame McDonald's for it. Blame yourself.
But Annie's in Southie. Family owned. You go there. I go there on the weekends with James. It's like, I can't not tip. Like, I'm going to say.
No, you don't tip. You're talking like a little mom's and pop sub store.
James gets a bagel. That's it. We got a bagel with cream cheese and water.
You don't tip at a place like
that. But you have to. There's no option, no tip.
Texter wants to know how you feel about being asked to tip at a sub shop when you're just going to pick up a sub that you
ordered. Don't tip at a sub shop.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
but they put some work in there.
But they're now asking you. Well, they put the work in to make it.
Yeah.
But they're,
not like that.
But
like,
they're being paid like a good hourly rate, I would assume, to make the
sub.
But
that's the crazy thing is tipping used to be for service, for waiting on you. Now it's like I think of it as how much effort did they put into making the thing. Like
that's
coffee.
Only because they've brainwashed you into thinking that.
I know.
Like it still should just be the service that is provided.
Like here's the way I look at a sub shop. The same way you look at McDonald's. Do you tip at McDonald's?
No, I've never gotten the option to do that.
Right, but you don't tip at a fast food joint.
No.
So why would you tip at a sub shop?
But if you're a Chick-fil-A and Shime, and you check out, and they give you a screen like they do at a restaurant, and it's in front of the person in the window, and it offers to tip, I bet most people would tip.
Oh, I don't. I refuse.
Yeah, I just hit the no tip, and then do your little name in with your finger and keep it moving. Yeah.
This is Kevin from Boston. Kevin, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Sorry you're on speaker, but I don't want the cancer, you know?
What's up, Kevin?
You know, sometimes I feel guilted into tipping, but I was at Dave Matthews up at Bank New Hampshire Pavilion last Tuesday.
Yes.
I got two tall high noons and two non-alcohol athletic beers. $70. Mm. That was an easy no tip.
Yeah,
what are we talking, $35 for a tall high noon?
That's like, so you're talking about... You got four drinks. Two of them were non-alcoholic, and they were almost $20.
Yep.
$20 a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It was $70 without a tip, before the tip.
Right. Yeah, that's nuts.
But that's like the normal world nowadays. Where do you get a drink, an alcoholic drink, that's not $18 to $20? I mean, unless you go to like...
Well, yeah.
Someplace.
That's why you bring your flask to the restaurant. Make your own drink.
Was this the pandemic induced? Like we felt that because all these servers were off work or unable to work because nobody was allowed in, and then the tip started and
well,
just stayed?
I think the tip thing started because people didn't want to touch money and exchange money. So then they started using the machine thing, and then they just kept them there afterwards, I think is what
right,
happened.
Right, but I agree with Curtis. The pandemic was like it hit the restaurant people the most
because you were trying to help them.
Yes. So now when you know, even if it was like, you know, hey, you were just ordering the mom and pop subs because people weren't allowed to go in and eat, you felt like Curtis is right, like, all right, let's help them out by giving them a tip. Now you're just stuck in the world of like, you've been doing that now I got to continue to do
it. Yeah, because when you picked it up you felt bad because they couldn't actually serve you, so during the pandemic you tipped as if you were there.
Matt is from Everett. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Huh, full lines. No, there ain't no way you guys are going to flip the script right now. I know for a fact none of you, probably besides maybe Wiggy, would tip anyone or anything. There's no way. There is no way in hell.
What are you talking
any
about?
Of you are tipping anyone. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm a big tipper.
You are a big tipper.
Yeah. Because my mother used to, like I said, my mother was
what
like,
was that?
I don't know. Guy was calling us cheap.
Yeah, that's what
if we say
like.
I don't where does he get that idea? Like if
honestly,
I sit down
I'm not
at a
usually paying the bills, so yeah, he's probably right. I'm not tipping, but
yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good tipper. I mean, I don't declare myself like Wiggy to be a great tipper.
No, I am a good tipper.
Like you have to be really bad to not get 20% when you're at a restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah, you have to be god awful. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, 20% is the go-to.
And, yeah, 100%.
And also, it's easiest,
easy math.
Easy math.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just do 10% and double it.
And exactly. I think most, and I
carry the two.
I don't know, but I would guess that most, like you know, waiters and waitresses and people who they're probably happy with 20% tip. I tip my Uber guy good or gal, whoever's driving me. That's why my rating's so good. But yeah, I mean, my mother used to work in the industry of, you know, and it's like, so I tipped those. And when I worked driving the buses at Alamo, I hated the people who didn't tip after I grabbed their luggage and, you know, hauled it off the bus.
I got a DM from Jordan who says he has to run into work, but had a question about restaurants that charge a delivery fee and then require a tip on top.
Mm-hmm.
He said Domino's is $6, I guess, for a delivery fee. And then you have to tip on top of that.
Also.
That's like Uber Eats or DoorDash. I do that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give the
DoorDash. I don't get delivery.
DoorDash a good tip. What do you mean you don't get delivery?
I don't get delivery. I'd rather pick it up.
Oh, wow.
At all. I do not get delivery.
Well, you're destroying the environment.
Not with my electric car, right?
He doesn't want the delivery guy to see the pain room.
I'll tell you what. I guess you ain't lazy then. You know, you don't.
Do you walk or do you drive and then walk and say you walked?
No. I just drive, Curtis. I can do that because my car is electric. I don't have to worry about the environment. Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Wait a second. You're a fat... Well, you're still a fat person, technically.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Always
well,
and forever.
Well, he wasn't for a while, though.
Right.
I'm still not.
No, he lost a lot of weight.
No, he's lost a lot of weight. I'm just saying, he has it in him, right?
He found some of it.
You're saying...
Yeah. He lost it, and then he found some.
Spiritually,
you can take
Wiggy,
the fat
I will
out of the guy, but you can't take the guy out of the fat.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say this. As, you know, similar to you, we're lazy. We like to eat, but we don't want to go get it. You're telling me you never get delivery?
Never. Wiggy,
that's
I have
cap.
Wiggy,
that
I swear to God.
That is cap.
The only time I have ever gotten delivery is because somebody had given us like a $50 DoorDash gift card.
You want pizza, Chinese food. You're
I go
going
pick it up. Every single
that's
time.
That's insane.
I'm not
every
buying
single time.
But aren't you a gamer?
You can ask my fiance. Every single time.
But aren't you a gamer?
Yeah. It gets me up and out of my chair and to go pick it up.
Those don't go hand in hand. He's lying.
I'm not lying. I swear to God. It's because I'm too cheap, Wiggy. I won't pay the delivery fee
it's
and
five
a tip.
Bucks.
I'd rather just go drive and pick it up.
Mm-mm. This is Tom from Newton. What's up, Tom?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Curtis. Great. Curtis, what do you think you tip a chambermaid on a $2,000 a night hotel room?
What's a chambermaid?
What is a chambermaid?
The person who comes in and cleans your room.
Oh. Oh.
A chambermaid?
What is that? How old are you?
1800s reference.
Yes. What is he staying at the Wayside Inn? I mean,
chambermaid?
Courtney was staying at a castle.
Toss the chamber pot out the window, folks.
So he wanted to make
chambermaid.
It relevant.
Are you supposed to, do you leave a tip for the maid at the hotel?
Yes. Yeah.
God.
You don't leave a tip. You
I
shower,
do.
You use the bathroom. You think they want to come and clean up after you and you don't leave no money for them?
I don't leave a tip for the maid.
Wow, you are some shit.
I never knew you had to.
Yes.
You've been in there showering and, you know, using the restroom.
Yeah, at the hotel, that's what you're supposed to do. Shower
somebody
and sleep
somebody has to
there.
Clean all that up and touch your dirty rags.
Are they not paid for that?
Yeah, they are paid, but still the service of, you know... And it's probably not much. They're probably just like waiters and waitresses.
No, I do not think that they're like waiters
they
or waitresses.
They don't get paid much. What
do you
think? That's
less?
The thing. I think that that's why we less than waiters or waitresses?
Yes.
Waiters or waitresses make like 2 cents an hour. So, they make nothing.
So you think somebody, let's get this, I want to get this right.
Yeah.
So you're telling me somebody who works at Davio's or Mastro's makes less than somebody who cleans hotel rooms?
They make their money off of tips. That's why tipping started.
But And people need to get tipped at the hotel. They don't make any money. They make minimum wage. And then if you're not tipping them, they're making a lot less than somebody who's working at Davio's or Mastro's.
Well, would you like the AI overview answer to this question, Wiggy?
Yes.
Please
yes.
do.
They actually make almost the exact same amount. The average waiter salary in Boston, $35,694.
Oh, that is outdated.
The average hourly wage, $17 an hour. The average hotel housekeeper in Boston, around $17 per hour, $35,008 a year.
Wait. So you think,
according to AI overview,
you think a server at Davio's and a person cleaning at a Hilton in Boston have the same salary?
No. I'm just telling you
that's what AI says.
Okay, let's not. AI could say a million things. $35,000 is like, there's
but
no
Curtis,
way.
That's probably base, and then they make most there's of their no, money off tips. No,
that's your salary. That's, it's factored into it.
Yeah. There's no way the people who are working at, like Curtis said, a Hilton in Boston cleaning rooms is making what a server makes at Mastro's. And so you're there, you're taking your shoes off, your feet are on the bed, they got a clean vacuum.
Yeah, I thought you just tipped like the bellman who brought up all your stuff.
So wait a second.
And if you get like a room service.
I'm confused about this.
Yeah.
So you tip the guy who just carries your bags upstairs, but you don't tip the people who clean and make sure your room is fresh every single day.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Huh? All right. Curtis, good lead.
Yeah, that is a good lead, Curtis.
It was mocked.
Yeah. And would you tell Sean we don't use AI no more? We use the chat Brittany girl? Because whatever that AI he's using, I don't know where he got that one.
It takes longer. I'm sorry.
Chat BRIT is what we use. Yes. All right. Rest of the leads coming up next.